Hi, this is John Cryer, and I am hosting a new 7-part true crime podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money that'll challenge everything you think you know about U.S. covert operations and presidential misconduct. From Jack Bryan, the director of American PSYOP, comes the incredible true story of John Mattis, a newly sworn-in Miami public defender in the 1980s who has found himself completely in over his head.
I step off the plane, and there is a van with a couple guys with Uzis. And one of them in broken English said, "Welcome to Bogota, John."
Mattis's first felony defendant has been arrested for having a machine gun and tells Mattis a dangerous secret.
He was shipping arms into Central America on behalf of the CIA. As a first-time lawyer, I want to act like I know what I'm doing.
But with the help of a Colombian drug smuggler...
How much money the CIA raised by hitting up drug dealers?
A lot of money, millions of dollars.
An Alabama mercenary...
They were prepared to die to the last man. I saw this in them. I saw the fire in their eyes. And they made me their war chief.
And a newly elected senator, John Kerry.
We are looking at allegations of drug running, gun smuggling, conspiracy to commit murder and murder itself.
He'll fight to free his client.
The judge said, "Show me in a courtroom how we were at war."
Expose an illegal war being run by the White House.
I mean, I wanted him involved, but I didn't want to be on record as doing it.
And somehow stay alive in the process.
I just escaped a kidnapping by the CIA in Costa Rica.
This is Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
So you have a man in an Armani suit standing on the bow of a boat with a rocket launcher and says, "If I lose sight of you, I will launch. You will be vaporized."
Available everywhere starting October 29th, or get it ad-free and early starting October 22nd at lawyersgunsandmoney.supercast.com. There you'll find bonus episodes along with exclusive content. Subscribe now.
MSW Media. Thanks to Thrive Cosmetics for supporting the Daily Beans. Get luxury, high-performance cosmetics that highlight your best features. For every purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/dailybeans for 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets. And a big thanks to Athletic Greens for supporting the Daily Beans. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to athleticgreens.com/dailybeans to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Hello, and welcome to the Daily Beans for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. Today, the Manhattan District Attorney has hired a former DOJ official to help lead the investigation into Donald Trump himself. Jury deliberations have begun in the Trump Organization criminal fraud trial in New York. The Supreme Court is poised to back a web designer opposed to same-sex marriage. Michael Avenatti has been sentenced to 14 years in prison, and it's Election Day in Georgia. I'm Allison Gill.
And I'm Dana Goldberg.
Election Day.
Yay! I mean, by the time, you're listening to this, Georgia election's going to be going full force, and Dems have a massive lead from early voting, but we know that doesn't always hold. But it looks really good for Warnock. I'll say that right now. I don't want to jinx anything, but I think we'll have a 51st seat in the Senate by the end of this day.
I hope so. And there are concerns like 80% of the absentee ballots didn't get mailed out or sent in on time because of shenanigans going on. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the absolute record turnout of 1.9 million Georgians to early vote will help make that up, and the fact that there's a 52-39 split in favor of the Dems in that early voting. We'll see. Also, something else, a couple of late-breaking stories here that have to do with special counsel investigation that I will go over in detail with Andrew McCabe on You Don't Know Jack this Sunday. Judge Cannon has actually sided with the Department of Justice to hold special master proceedings, put them on hold until her order appointing one is vacated. Or Trump tries to get the Supreme Court to step in, which they aren't going to do, but he can still try. And Trump's super PAC, the America First PAC, is paying the legal bills for witnesses like Kash Patel and Walt Nauta in the documents case.
Because Kash ain't got no cash.
Yeah, Kash should probably take the dollar sign out of his name now.
It's just Dash Patel. Just, yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. But that could you know, be an actual conflict of interest, because if you're paying somebody's legal bills, are they going to give you favorable, you know?
Yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. So I'm assuming Jack Smith will probably file a thing saying, hey, look into this, or, you know, waive conflict of interest, or, and the court will probably say, hey, are you doing this, and make him sign a thing, or, you know, who knows? We'll see. Maybe we'll let him have the same lawyers. We'll see what will happen. But I think Jack Smith will do something. And like I said, I'm going to ask Andy McCabe about it this Sunday on You Don't Know Jack. So with that, we have a lot of news to get to. So let's hit the hot notes.
Hot notes.
All right. This is from Jonah Bromwich at the New York Times, the Manhattan District Attorney. Remember this guy, Alvin Bragg, who took over for Vance?
Oh, yes, I do.
In the Manhattan DA's office. This is not the Southern District of New York. This is the Manhattan DA's office. He's hiring a former senior Justice Department official with a history of taking on Donald Trump and his family and the business as the office seeks to ramp up its investigation into the former president. The official, his name is Matthew Colangelo, who, before acting as third in command at the DOJ, led the New York Attorney General Tish James's civil inquiry into Donald Trump. He led that inquiry. He's likely to become one of the leaders in the DA's criminal inquiry into the former president. This hire marks the latest turn in a long-running investigation that has proceeded in fits and starts in recent years. As we know, when Bragg took office in January, Cy Vance had directed prosecutors to begin presenting evidence about Trump inflating his assets to a grand jury. Like, let's indict this guy. But Bragg grew concerned about the strength of the case, and in February, he told two senior prosecutors leading the investigation, as we know, Pomerantz and Dunn, and he was not prepared to authorize charges, so they resigned in protest, and that clouded the future of the inquiry. We thought it was dead. Bragg insisted it was continuing. And in recent months, his prosecutors, led by the office's head of investigators, Susan Hoffinger, have renewed their focus on the hush money Stormy Daniels payment. And so we're like, okay, you're bringing that back to life? All right. And Colangelo's work in the New York Attorney General's office might be relevant to this new job because Manhattan prosecutors have scrutinized whether Trump legally inflated the value of his assets or deflated them based on who he was trying to present the paperwork to. And the New York Attorney General, Tish James, looked at the same practices. Yeah, and that's what he led. And in September, she filed that lawsuit for $250 million. By then, Colangelo was working at the DOJ, having been appointed as acting associate attorney general when President Biden took office. And in that job, the third highest ranking at the department, Colangelo helped oversee civil rights, antitrust, and tax divisions, among other things.
Ooh.
Yeah, he stepped aside when a permanent associate attorney general, Vanita Gupta, was finally appointed. Remember?
Oh, yes,
how long
I do.
That took? But continued working as her deputy and supervised lawyers in those divisions. He is joining the DA's office as prosecutors move to jumpstart their investigation into Donald, which, as we know, began in 2018 and has already led to the trial of the former president's family business and one, Alan Weisselberg.
Oh, yes. And speaking of that trial, AG, into the former guy's family business, this is from NBC. A dozen New York jurors will decide if two Trump Organization companies committed fraud and tax evasion. After a six-week-long trial, Judge Juan Merchan reminded jurors Monday that in October they promised to, quote, set aside any biases that you have for our... this must be almost fucking impossible, by the way. Set aside any biases you have for or against Donald Trump or his family. I'd be like, you need to dismiss me from this jury immediately. In deciding if executives working for the Trumps broke the law by avoiding taxes while reducing payroll liabilities through a variety of alleged schemes. Well, the former president was not charged in the Manhattan District Attorney's effort to prosecute the Trump companies, but his name was invoked. It was invoked frequently at the month-long trial by both sides. In closing arguments Friday, a prosecutor said Trump explicitly approved of at least one of the alleged schemes. One would all it takes. Well, the two Trump Organization companies, called the Trump Corporation and the Trump Payroll Corporation, they were indicted in July of 2021.
Not the Trump Organization 2?
Two. Yes, correct. They really thought outside the box on this second one. Well, accused of using a variety of methods to reduce payroll liability from executive salaries with untaxed bonuses and luxury perks worth millions of dollars. And on Monday, Merchant rejected a defense effort to have a mistrial declared, as well as a challenge to one of New York's criminal corporate liability statutes as, quote, unconstitutionally vague. Apparently, Trump doesn't like the Constitution anyway, so what the fuck? The Trump Organization's lawyers said in their closing arguments Thursday that Trump and his company were betrayed by Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer who entered a guilty plea in the case in August. Prosecutors said Weisselberg was one of several executives who received large annual bonus checks. I almost said large-ass bonus checks, which is also true.
large-ass bonus checks
signed by Trump and logged as if they were payments to independent contractors and luxury perks such as high-end apartments, private school tuition, and cars that were not reported as salary. Well, defense attorneys said Trump himself was unaware. They're saying he didn't know. He was unaware of the alleged schemes playing out beneath him. Okay, sure. Well, prosecutors said he signed off on them. He was the guy that signed off on them.
They even showed a little picture of his little OKD signature. So, very interesting. Next up, and this is fucking... this fucking Supreme Court, I swear to God. Justice Alito joked about Black Santas, children in Klan robes, and different dating websites. Today, as the Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in a case weighing a web designer's bid to avoid working on same-sex weddings because she is a conservative evangelical Christian. Web designer Lori Smith of Colorado opposes same-sex marriage on religious grounds and is seeking an exemption from a state law that outlaws discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and public accommodations. She wants an exception so she can discriminate. Smith sued the state in 2016, arguing she has a free speech right under the Constitution's First Amendment to reject requests by same-sex couples because it conflicts with her own views. During her arguments Monday, which included a series of tough hypothetical questions directed at both sides and also some fucking ridiculous hypothetical questions directed at both sides, Alito asked whether a Black Santa at the mall is obligated to take a picture with children dressed up in Ku Klux Klan outfits, even if he doesn't want to.
Which is also insinuating that a fucking white Santa would be fine with taking pictures of kids with Ku Klux Klan outfits. So let's maybe not focus on the race of the Santa and the fact that there's kids running around in Ku Klux Klan outfits.
Ku Klux Klan.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Eric Olson, the Colorado Solicitor General, said that the Black Santa wouldn't have to follow through with the request since the KKK robes are not protected characteristics under accommodation laws. Justice Elena Kagan asked whether the same applies regardless of whether the child is black or white or any other characteristic. Alito quipped, "Yeah, you do see a lot of black children in Ku Klux Klan outfits, right? All the time?" He actually said that.
Oh, I've heard it on fucking tape.
In another notable moment, Alito brought up a scenario in which an unmarried Jewish person asks a Jewish photographer to take a picture for his account on JDate, describing the website as a dating service, I gather, for Jewish people. Kagan, who is Jewish, jumped in to confirm, Alito, you are correct, which drew a little bit of laughter. Alito then joked that Kagan may also be familiar with the next website he mentioned. Quote, next, a Jewish person asks a Jewish photographer to take a photograph for his AshleyMadison.com profile, Alito said, referring to an online dating service geared toward people seeking extramarital relationships. What?
I don't fucking know. This whole thing is crazy pants.
This is the dumbest debate I've ever listened to. Quote, I'm not suggesting that, you know, she knows a lot of things. I'm not suggesting that, okay? Does he have to do it? He was being serious. He asked, does he have to do it? Now, conservative justices on the high court appeared sympathetic toward the web designer's bid. By the way, this web designer didn't have a gay person come in and ask to make a website about their gay marriage. She just sued proactively.
That's really impressive, because I'm pretty sure that she won't have to worry about this from here on out, because there's not many gay people that are going to go to her for her web design at this point.
Yeah, so nobody came to her.
God, that's unbelievable.
She just wanted an exemption from Colorado's anti-discrimination law. I would like to discriminate, please, so I'm going to proactively sue so that I can make sure no gay people can force me to make a website for them. Unfucking believable.
Oh my God. Well, this next story makes me giggle. There's a lot of overlap with this show and some Stephanie Miller fans. And as you know, our dear friend Stephanie Miller had a big crush on Michael Avenatti for a long time. And so this makes me giggle. Disgraced attorney Michael Avenatti, he was sentenced on Monday to 14 years in prison in order to pay nearly $11 million in restitution for embezzling millions of dollars from four of his clients and obstruction. Avenatti pleaded guilty earlier this year to four counts of wire fraud for each client he stole from, and one count of endeavoring to obstruct the administration of the Internal Revenue Code. Prosecutors said he obstructed the IRS's effort to collect $5 million in unpaid payroll taxes for Tully's Coffee.
That's his coffee cart.
Yes, it is. The sentence handed down by the federal district judge, James Selna, will begin after Avenatti completes a 5-year prison term he's currently serving after being convicted in two separate trials in New York. Selna also ordered Avenatti to pay over $10 million in restitution to four clients and to the IRS. This is a quote. Michael Avenatti was a corrupt lawyer who claimed he was fighting for the little guy. In fact, he only cared about his own selfish interests. This U.S. attorney, Martin Estrada, that's said in a statement following the sentencing, went on to say he stole millions of dollars from his clients, all to finance his extravagant lifestyle that included a private jet and race cars. As a result of his illegal
race
acts...
Race cars or like a race car bed?
I would assume just a race car bed. He's just a big kid. All right, Peter Pan.
He seems like bringing home the women. Hey, baby, turns on the lights. Little race car
vroom,
bed.
Vroom. As a result of his illegal acts, he has lost his right to practice law in California, and he's going to serve a highly deserved prison sentence. And then again, that was the lawyer. CNN has reached out to Avenatti for comment, and shockingly, I'm sure they haven't gotten it. Monday's sentence represents the latest episode in extraordinary years-long legal drama surrounding Avenatti, who represented Stormy Daniels, the adult film star who allegedly had an affair with the former president years before he ran for office and made the pugnacious attorney a household name. Now, the prison sentence Avenatti is currently serving was given after he was convicted for attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike and stealing nearly $300,000 from a book advance from Daniels. And that was his client at the time. And of course, we all know that Trump has denied the affair with Daniels, but we also know that it actually happened.
Oh, Avenatti.
Yeah. I know. I think we actually exchanged like Twitter messages at one point because, you know, at first I thought he was the good guy fighting the good and he was going to, you know, go up against Trump and all this. And we exchanged some barbs and just some jokes and stuff. And now it just makes me giggle.
Oh, yeah. When he released the audio tape of, you know, Cohen or whatever and... Yeah. That one other lawyer that was trying to set up these payments, these payoffs. We had him on Mueller, She Wrote, and I actually met him at Politicon, and we got a selfie together. I think I told you he insisted on standing up on a step when we took a selfie together.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And we had him on the show, and he was kind of a dick, and so I was like, whatever, Avenatti. But here we are, 14 years, and that's not that other 5-year sentence is on top of. It has to be conserved consecutively, not concurrently. So he's not eligible to get out until 2038, and that's with good behavior. So
good.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the good news. Stick around.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone, the holiday season is all about giving, and giving gifts from places that support nonprofits and charitable organizations feels even better. This season, give gifts that give back with 45% off Thrive Cosmetics holiday sets for a limited time. These are incredible. I would love it if you all got me some. Thrive Cosmetics makes high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, no sulfates, or no phthalates, and everything is certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Love many of their products. I like their Instant Brow Fix Gel, which is incredible. Keeps eyebrows in place. It's fantastic. And their best product is, in my opinion, the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Better than any mascara I've tried in my 48 years on the planet. One of their best-selling products has over 20,000 five-star reviews. It dramatically lengthens each lash from root to tip, mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or the, you know, lots of money you have to spend on getting your eyelash extensions. I'm a huge fan of their Infinity Waterproof Eyeliner, too. It's water smudge proof and all-day wear, intense, high-impact pigmentation in one smooth swipe. It goes on so easy. While the products are phenomenal, that's not even my favorite part. It's the mission that resonates with me. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes, including causes that help women with cancer, homelessness, or who are experiencing domestic violence. Very important to me. So celebrate the season of giving and try Thrive Cosmetics today. Right now, you can get up to 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets by visiting thrivecosmetics.com/dailybeans. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/dailybeans to start shopping for those holiday sets today. And as you know, I have always had a problem sleeping until a couple years ago when I got my Helix mattress. I just went online, took their 2-minute sleep quiz, helixsleep.com/dailybeans, answered the questions, and it matched me to the perfect mattress for me. See, Helix knows everyone's unique, and so they have 14 different unique mattress models, and they pair you with the mattress model that is best for your sleep preferences and feel preferences. They have a collection of luxury models, mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And your personalized mattress is shipped right to your door free of charge. They give you 100 nights risk-free to try it, because that's the best way to find out if a mattress works for you, is to sleep on it in your home. And if you don't love it, they will pick it up for free. They'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. So when I took the quiz, I was matched with the Helix Midnight, because I'm a side sleeper and I like a medium firm bed, and it's the best mattress I've ever owned. Plus, Helix mattresses are made in the USA, and they come with a 10 or 15 year warranty, depending on your model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one best overall mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. And right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for listeners. Just go to helixsleep.com/dailybeans. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And of course, I need to talk about Athletic Greens. My name is AG. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens. I've been taking it for, I think, like a year and a half now. Easiest habit I ever picked up. And I started taking it because I wanted to stop having to buy, 50 different supplements and probiotics and adaptogens. You get all of that with one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens. You get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, everything you need to start your day. And it's just one delicious scoop and a cup of water every morning. And we want to thank Athletic Greens for their support. Right now, they're giving you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase when you go to athleticgreens.com/dailybeans. So Athletic Greens helps me with everything: mental clarity, alertness, better sleep. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, which is why I take it even when I travel. And for every purchase, this is cool, Athletic Greens donates to organizations helping to get nutritious foods to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Good for vegan, any lifestyle you have, no GMOs, cruelty-free, no chemicals in it. It's absolutely the best stuff on earth. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/dailybeans. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dailybeans to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Everybody, welcome back. It's time for the good news.
Who likes good news? Everyone? Then good news, everyone.
Good news.
And if you have any good news, confessions, corrections, pets in Halloween costumes, pets sitting on Santa's lap, babies sitting on, so just babies in general, babies in costumes, I think Dana
would appreciate. I'll take babies in any costumes, babies in no costumes, babies in onesies, babies in not onesies.
Babies with the little mittens.
And babies with no mittens.
I love those little mittens.
So they don't scratch their own faces off. That's what the little mittens are for, because their nails are razor sharp when they're when they're infants.
I want some of those. I need some of those so I can poke myself in the eye for no reason. Don't take the cork off the fork.
May I please go to the restroom? My mom... Yes,
Rupert.
You may.
Correct.
Thank you. My mom put mittens on my hands when I had... chicken pox, so I wouldn't scratch them off. I was watching the V series when I was a kid with these little mittens on my hand, just like rubbing my skin. Yeah.
So yeah, if you have any of those photos, send them to us at dailybeanspod.com and click on contact. All right, first up from Anonymous, pronouns she and her. Hello, ladies. I didn't quite make the kitchen table days, but I've been here since the show from the airplane loo. Do you know about this, Dana?
No.
Some news broke while I was on a plane I can't remember where it was going, Kansas City or something. And so I recorded in the airplane.
Stop
bathroom
it. You mile hide your fucking self with the listeners.
The Cuminati's been mile high.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I love the show. You've all kept me sane through the last 4 years. Good news is my rescue pup, Buffy. I found her in an intersection almost a month ago. She's come a long way, but she has a long ways to go, too. Your guess is welcome, but we have no answers. All of our guys are rescued off the street. We have 6 dogs and 3 cats. Tucker, found on Insurrection Day, January 6th, has decided he will take care of her. He was about her size or smaller when we found him. She's growing brown hair in most of the bare spots. No mange, though. Some different infections. Pick 1, Buffy, Dave found. Pick 2, Tucker, taking care of Buffy. Pick 3, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille, with Maddie in the background. Oh, look at this poor baby.
No.
Oh, taking care of Maddie.
So sweet. No shaving butt.
Look how much better she looks.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you for doing that, Anonymous, and taking care of these animals. Thank you so much.
Truly. All right. This is from Michelle from Oregon. No pronouns on Michelle. I look forward to listening to your podcast, and it has a magical quality of drawing my spouse out of his office to listen along when he hears the intro. Here's a picture of our grandson who lives in Dakota lands, far away from us. However, we get lots of good photos from him, from his parental units, and I truly believe this should be a Hallmark card. I think you'll likely agree. Congratulations on the newest podcast, You Don't Know Jack. We will be anxiously awaiting each new installment. I'm also included my pet tax pictures of our newest rescue dog, Izzy. She came to us at last stop on the highway to hell via the pound from Indigo Rescue.
Aww. Ooh.
As an unadoptable dog due to her anxiety and aggression towards men as a result of abuse and neglect. Same. Initially it was a foster situation to see if she could make the adjustment. We became foster failures, and as you can see, she has overcome many of her issues with love and patience, and we officially adopted her in October. She watches the TV every night, perched here, as you see in the picture. The old guy in the photo is my spouse, who works diligently with her despite that first bite. Oh, goodness. Keep up the excellent work, because without it, we'd have a black hole looking to swallow us. Take care. That is a very unhappy child with Santa.
Or is it a very happy child?
Zoom in.
That's
a very unhappy child.
That's a very,
I love how most Santas handle these situations. Like, I got this.
I was given the benefit of the doubt there. Oh, look at this Dodge.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sweet baby Doge. Thank you for doing that. For this unadoptable baby.
So sweet.
All right, next up from Abby, pronouns she and her. Hi, AG and DG. I've been a listener since the kitchen table days. I adore the realistic yet hopeful and funny way you two deliver the news. I really don't think I could stay engaged without your point of view. Content warnings follow for therapy and PTSD. My good news, I've been in therapy for PTSD for a while now. I began doing EMDR, which is just a miracle, Abby. I love EMDR, with my therapist probably a year ago, and we've come around to the part where I need to remind myself what happens in my body when I'm feeling good. I was guided into picking a memory where I felt calm and confident. This memory was me in the kitchen, soft morning light shining down on the counter, where I'm rolling out the fermented dough for my sourdough vignette. I smell the oil heating on the stove. In the background, I hear the Daily Beans playing. There are no specific words or stories, just the warm presence your show provides me. Thank you, Allison. You are a small, weird part of my treatment, and I'm truly appreciative of all Sorry. So that got me. I'm truly appreciative of all that you do.
Oh, your heart, your is the biggest thing. I know that we get choked up doing the good news a lot, but it just, you have such a big heart.
Well, Dana, you, and then everybody listening, are a big part of my treatment as well. So
yeah, we support each other. We support each other. All right, this is from Rye, pronouns they, them. Love the name, by the way. Thank you for all you do. You really help me feel less crazy in the midst of the soups and the soup sandwich that is, God, bring, bring radio. The soup sandwich that is part of 2020 part three. Well, that is seriously, this is 2020 part three. While the world becomes so chaotic and scary, I still have good news. One, I recently, had brain surgery, which went well, so well, and cured many problems that I have been gaslit over for years. I feel great. Also, my 16-year-old, who is on the autism spectrum, has learned to drive. Two pics of my doggo for What the Mutt and one of my Sphinx cat keeping warm on my laptop. And of course, they have to keep warm there because they ain't got no hair.
I know. And Rye, I want to know if this is a decoy laptop or your actual laptop. Okay, doggos for What the Mutt.
Lab Shepherd.
Pit. Rhodesian Ridgeback, I think.
Sure.
And Chow Chow.
There we go. Let's see what we got. Oh, Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Ooh, ooh. Ding, ding, ding. I got the half Rhodesian Ridgeback and then English Mastiff and Shar-Pei.
Wow, we always look at the Shar-Pei ears. I know.
I should have known. I was doing pity for the ears, but that's not what pit bull ears look like. Allison, you're dumb.
And look at the little eyebrow furrow. That's all Shar-Pei right there. That's a big dog.
Totally. I know. The Mastiff makes the dog huge.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to take this tiny... Is this me? No,
yeah,
this is and you.
This... Oh, is it?
Yeah. Let's close this out.
I'll close this out. Oh, my gosh. This photo from Heather. Pronouns she and her. Not good news. Not a confession. Not a correction. Just my dog. Bear is his name. He's a Havanese. Jack Smith photo from The Hague vibes. This looks like my BFF Joelle's dog, a little Maltipoo.
Cute.
Or have a poo, I'm not sure, but this is just Havanese and he's beautiful and just looks so cute.
My bear, God, so good.
I want to pet. Well, thank you, everybody, for sending in your good news. Please continue to do so by going to dailybeanspod.com and clicking on contact. And thanks to our patrons, you make all this possible. We love you and we love everybody. We love everyone who listens to this show. Just listening to it helps. So thank you. I appreciate you. Do you have any final thoughts, Dana?
Just I hope that when you're listening to this, we've got a big lead for Warnock. And hopefully by the end of this day, we will have a 51st senator.
So great, everybody. We will be back tomorrow to talk about it. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take care of the planet. Take care of your mental health. Vote blue over Q.
And take someone with you.
And stay in line. I've been AG.
And I've been DG.
And them's the Beans.
The Daily Beans is written and executive produced by Allison Gill, with additional research and reporting by Dana Goldberg and Amy Carrero. Sound design and editing is by Desiree McFarlane, with art and web design by Joelle Reeder with Moxie Design Studios. Music for The Daily Beans is written and performed by They Might Be Giants, and the show is a proud member of the MSW Media Network, a collection of creator-owned podcasts dedicated to news, politics, and justice. For more information, please visit mswmedia.com.
I hope they know I meant to, like, stay in line and not, like, stay in line.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Dan Dunn, host of What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn, the most wildly entertaining adult beverage-themed podcast in the history of the medium. That's right, the boozy best of the best, baby. And we have the cool celebrity promos to prove it. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Allison Janney, and you're here with me on What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. And that's my sexy voice.
Boom.
Boom is right, Academy Award winner Allison Janney. As you can see, celebrities just love this show. How cool is that?
Hey, this is Scottie Pippen, and you're listening to The Dan Dunn Show. And wait, hold on. The name of the show is what?
All right, sure. Scottie Pippen momentarily forgot the show's name, but there's a first time for everything.
Hey, everyone. This is Scoot McNairy. I'm here with Dan Dunn on What Are You Drinking? What's it called again?
Fine, twice. But famous people really do love this show.
Hi, this is Will Forte, and you're, for some reason, listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
What do you mean, for some reason, Will Forte? What's going on?
Hi, this is Kurt Russell. Listen, I escaped from New York, but I couldn't get the hell out of Dan Dunn's happy hour. Please, send help.
Send help? Oh, come on, Kurt Russell. Can somebody out there please help me?
I'm Dita Von Teese, and you're listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
Let me try one more time. Come on. Is that right? What we're drinking?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Right,
it's just...
Is it right?
Ah, that's better. So be like Dita Von Teese, friends, and listen to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is John Cryer, and I am hosting a new 7-part true crime podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money that'll challenge everything you think you know about U.S. covert operations and presidential misconduct. From Jack Bryan, the director of American PSYOP, comes the incredible true story of John Mattis, a newly sworn-in Miami public defender in the 1980s who has found himself completely in over his head.
I step off the plane, and there is a van with a couple guys with Uzis. And one of them in broken English said, "Welcome to Bogota, John."
Mattis's first felony defendant has been arrested for having a machine gun and tells Mattis a dangerous secret.
He was shipping arms into Central America on behalf of the CIA. As a first-time lawyer, I want to act like I know what I'm doing.
But with the help of a Colombian drug smuggler...
How much money the CIA raised by hitting up drug dealers?
A lot of money. Millions of dollars.
An Alabama mercenary...
They were prepared to die to the last man. I saw this in them. I saw the fire in their eyes. And they made me their war chief.
And a newly elected senator, John Kerry.
We are looking at allegations of drug running, gun smuggling, conspiracy to commit murder and murder itself.
He'll fight to free his client.
The judge said, "Show me in a courtroom how we were at war."
Expose an illegal war being run by the White House.
I mean, I wanted him involved, but I didn't want to be on record as doing it.
And somehow stay alive in the process.
I just escaped a kidnapping by the CIA in Costa Rica.
This is Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
So you have a man in an Armani suit standing on the bow of a boat with a rocket launcher and says, "If I lose sight of you, I will launch. You will be vaporized."
Available everywhere starting October 29th, or get it ad-free and early starting October 22nd at lawyersgunsandmoney.supercast.com. There you'll find bonus episodes along with exclusive content. Subscribe now.